Betty.
Walter, you're going to have to get Jim Rowe to ask him what time he can leave if we get this up 7:30 and it's over at 8 o'clock. How long does it take you to get out in an hour?
Yes, sir.
You ought to let me know so we can get the cameras in here.
He's called me since just the last 5 minutes, but I take the call for this time.
Let me hold on and see if you can talk to him, because I have a little trouble getting here.
Right,
what I'd like to do is tell them before they go on their lid here that be back here at, say, 9 o'clock or something. If everybody thinks that's a good idea. Now, can you think of any better way to communicate it than that way?
Sure, I can. I think it's good.
I thought what I might do is if McCormick didn't go on, we might call McCormick and tell him and ask him to tell the convention that I'm asking somebody out for a run or something. Now, would you call McCarthy first?
Yes, sir.
Where do I stop then? I don't call Roosevelt, do I? The rest of them?
No, I don't. I think anybody ever seriously considered.
Huh?
Anybody who's ever seriously put forward.
Well, who else would I call?
Brown.
Brown? He's nominating me. He knows he's out, doesn't he?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
I would think it. I'd get you to call Brown and Wagner and just tell them I'm asking them for to come down here tonight and go on to take it. After it's side, do it. See what Jim says, not hold the line.
All right. Got him. Just may not go in the other room.
Walter? Walter? Hello?
Could you transfer this into Mr. Jenkins' bedroom?
Hello?
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 Could you transfer this into
I'm not, I'm in Washington.
All right, sir.
Who are you?
This is Shannon Ratliff.
Shannon, this is the president. I'm waiting on Walter. He was talking on the phone and he wanted me to...
Yes, sir. I'm trying to get him, trying to get the switchboard and get him transferred into another phone for him.
All right.
Transfer this into Mr. Jenkins' bedroom.
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna get out. Operator, leave us alone. You still there? Hello?
Yes. Wife, and I just tell him that the president had just said he won't see him, but I wouldn't do that until we tell him to.
No, he's told him that if he gets out, he's off.
And just tell him that I'd bring his wife, and we'll just sit down and talk about some things, and then we'll decide how it's best for me to communicate it to the convention. Each?
Yes, sir.
I'd have an agreement to the number. I don't know, it might be good to show unity in the party. I just tell him that we'll issue those tonight. We call them here while we do it. So, let's see then. It depends on when you get through there. If you get this thing through by 8 o'clock, it starts 7:30. Get a hold of the Southerners and don't let them walk out on you. Why? 8 o'clock, then he could fly down here. You know how long it takes him?
An hour. And we have a Page Airways a charter service.
Right. Let's bring him on down here then. As soon after that thing settled as you can.
If he gets out, he's coming down. Well, it just gets out. Right.
Well, I would let us know when he's ready to leave, and then I'll tell you what to tell him. I think we'll announce it here and there, too. Get on the south now and get somebody to really start talking to him and see if John's talking to him.
I will.
We have to call him and see if he is talking to him. Because, and George Smathers in that group.
I will.
Okay.
Waiting.